Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to talk about some more shortcuts, myths, things like that related to cognitive dysfunction, Alzheimer's, etc. I do want to start out by saying that we are still taking registrations for the free online Brain Builders Masterclass on September 7th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Registration is going to close, however, on September 6th at 10 p.m. You can register in the description of this podcast. So let's talk about some more things, coffee, tea, and aluminum, and deodorants and pans and things like that. So here was one objection to the RECODE protocol. You say that some patients who have used RECODE successfully drink coffee in the morning. Is that okay? And if so, are there any limits on caffeine? Well, as described earlier in his book, Dr. Bryson says that coffee is fine. And in fact, coffee is associated with a reduced risk of Alzheimer's disease because it has the brain-derived neurotrophic factor in there with the whole coffee fruit extract. And Dave Asprey's Bulletproof program also has a supplement that has the whole coffee fruit. And I, for the life of me, cannot recall what the name of that is, but go on the Bulletproof website and they can connect you to the right thing. Too much coffee can, of course, make sleeping difficult. Personally, I can't have coffee after about 3 o'clock because I won't be able to sleep. And it's also stressful on your adrenal glands, so it's good to adjust your own tolerance. So however much you can handle, you shouldn't have more than that. People want to know about tea. What about tea? Well, there are many different types of tea, and these can offer a wonderful way to get your herbs from turmeric to ashwagandha to bacopa. You can have all these kinds of things in the tea already. Also, green tea and black tea are fine while you are on the protocol. Now, I personally, just a little pitch for Tea Java. Tea Java is an original black tea. It's an unsweetened tea, and I personally think it is unbelievable. I really like the amount of energy I get from the caffeine in that particular brand of tea. That's Tea Java, T-E-J-A-V-A. It's very good. I'm going to have a sip right now. Okay, so more questions. Will the KetoFlex 12-3 diet put me at risk of B12 or iron deficiency? Nope, your labs are going to tell you whether you need B12 or iron, and these will be supplemented as appropriate. Furthermore, the KetoFlex 12-3 diet outlined previously provides for animal products, for those who want to include them in their diets, that supply B12 and iron. So if you're eating meat, remember, meat is a side dish, not the main course, and you only want about 2 to 3 ounces, okay? All right, here's some really fascinating stuff coming up. I like to cook with high heat. Will this be a problem? Cooking suggestions appeared earlier in his book. For cooking oils, choose the oils with the high smoke points or that do not produce smoke at higher temperatures. Good choices are avocado oil. Everything avocado is amazing. Coconut oil, same thing with coconut, butter, ghee, or animal fat. Now, here's the really interesting stuff here. Should I avoid aluminum pans? Now, you got to listen up. Tune in here. Don't be distracted. You got to listen to this part. The aluminum theory of Alzheimer's disease has never, never been substantiated. That said, you'll know from your labs whether your aluminum level is high. So given what is known currently, there is no evidence that suggests that aluminum pans should be avoided. So for those of you that are panicked about aluminum, there's nothing that is ever substantiated that actually can lead to Alzheimer's disease. So it was just kind of a panic. Everybody was just scared to death and thought, oh, my gosh, that must be it. Nope, that is incorrect. Personally, I know people are worried about having aluminum in their deodorant, thinking it's going to lead to Alzheimer's, and that led to a whole lot of stinky folks out there in America. So be aware, aluminum does not cause Alzheimer's. That is a false premise. There was never no evidence that ever substantiated that. They just kind of ran with it. There must have been a test or a study somewhere that they thought there might be a relationship. But like you said, I mean, Dr. Bredesen mentions, if you are high in aluminum based on your lab work, then obviously you don't want to be cooking in aluminum pans. But yeah, it's very interesting. Would it be better if you ate only organic? Well, of course, given the choice, eating organic foods is preferable since they lack the pesticides that may present in that may be present in non-organic foods. Again, earlier, here's some good resources for you. The Dirty Dozen and Clean 15 is a site to guide selection priority. That would be at www.fullyraw.com/dirty-dozen-clean-15. Okay, that'll give you a list of the good foods, the good and the bad, and the bad food. It is particularly important to choose organic foods for that group. This is particularly important for those with type 3 toxic Alzheimer's disease with heavy metals such as mercury, copper, and things like that. The toxic ingredients, you want to make sure you're eating as healthy as possible to detox the system. And a part of that detoxification is you want to make sure you're drinking enough water, because it's a combination of things. So if you're drinking enough water, which ultimately you should drink half your body weight in ounces of water every single day. So a 200-pound individual needs 100 ounces a day. 100-pound individual needs 50 ounces a day. And the reason that's important is because the more water you drink, the more you're going to urinate, and that's a way that the body gets rid of toxins out of your system. Now, if you do too much, then you can start to lower your electrolytes. And that's when you need to make sure you're eating with the Himalayan sea salt, the pink salt. The darker the color, the more minerals in it. And so that's just kind of – that kind of is a back and forth, because when I was growing up, I remember whenever we were out, we were digging this really big drainage ditch next to our house out in Arkansas, which was about 120 degrees outside, it seemed like. And back then, if you were really, really hot, the theory was that you should take salt pills. And it literally was just a tablet of sodium chloride, just salt, and that was to make sure that you didn't lose too many electrolytes and start cramping up and things like that. That is something you don't have to worry about unless you are drinking an excessive amount of water, which is the minority of people out there. Most people do not drink enough water. They drink too much caffeine, because caffeine is dehydrating, so keep that in mind. I've always heard that if you drink one cup of coffee, you need to drink twice as many cups of water to make up for that. So if you're normally drinking, that's just horrible. So if you drink a cup of coffee, then you have to add some extra water into your diet to balance it out. That is something that is totally up to you as far as the water goes. Exercise is another really important part. We talked about that a little bit already. You need to exercise at least 30 minutes a day. Because when you do the exercise, that is something that is causing you to sweat. And once again, combination of exercise and drinking lots of water, the sweat is another way to get those toxins out of your system. So we're trying to detox you as many times and as many ways as possible. So very, very important, exercise, water. And that also, the detoxification process also is involved with sleep, if you're getting the proper amount of sleep, like we've mentioned before, because when you sleep, especially if you're sleeping between the hours of 11 to 1, 10 to 2, right around that range, that you make sure you are asleep during that time. It doesn't have to, you don't have to get up at, you know, after that time frame has passed. But if you're asleep during that time, that's when the all the enzymes, the gallbladder, the liver, everything tries to kind of flush out and freshen the bile and the other enzymes in the system. And it's important to be asleep during that time. And personally, something that we're going to talk about in the masterclass next Friday, I mean, I'm just really excited. I'm just jumping into all this information and typing out all the downloadable reports you're going to get and making videos to help make it as entertaining as possible. But it's just going to be a lot of fun, because it is going to be very in-depth. But at the same time, we're going to make the RECODE protocol as easy to understand as possible, because there are a lot of steps, and Dr. Bredesen even admits that he wishes it was simpler. He wishes that you could just take a pill and fix this, but that's just not the case. It's not reality. And this is a very complex condition and disorder that has multiple, I believe it's 45 now, different factors that are causal factors that cause the cognitive decline. And so that's what I love about this functional medicine approach, is that you're not just like, okay, for example, say you slam your finger and you have your finger slammed in a door. So your finger hurts really badly. Okay, so the cause of that pain is you having your finger slammed in the door. So now the current medical model would say, well, let's give you a pill to get rid of the pain, but that's not addressing the problem. Why don't we just take your finger out of the door, and that removes the cause of the pain, and then it will solve the problem. And that's what functional medicine is doing. It's finding the causes of all these different symptoms. And as he mentioned before, you don't have to address every single one, but that's why the lab values are so important, because once you get the lab values, and we're going to go over exactly what labs you need to have done during the class on September 7th and what the optimal ranges are, because what's considered normal range might not, well, in most cases is not optimal, because we're really trying to supercharge your body, get your health going in the direction it needs to go to get you back to the life that you once had. If you're early on in the process and you're just having a few senior moments from time to time, it's even more important to get started now, because this is a condition that takes decades to develop. I mean, he has some cases in the book that he mentions that they were in their early 40s, they started having dementia-like symptoms. But a lot of other people are fine until they're in their 60s and 70s, and all of a sudden it hits them all at once. So, and all, that also ties into the type of Alzheimer's. If you're living in a toxic environment with mercury or lead or things like that, that's going to cause issues. I also, as far as toxins go, I also wanted to talk to you again about American Biodental. Dr. Porcella down there at American Biodental, he and his son are amazing. They are so good at exactly that, taking the mercury amalgams. Even if they're silver amalgams, there's still a certain percentage of mercury in there, unfortunately, and pulling them out of your teeth without excruciating pain, and they're doing it all holistically. You get a vitamin C IV to help make sure you have the antioxidant effects. So it's really, really great, and they're actually expanding into a bigger building down in Tijuana pretty soon. It's probably within the next year. So very exciting stuff. And But this is a way that we're going to simplify all that, because Dr. Bredesen had, like I said, mentioned, you don't have to solve all the problems, all the causes, but you can reach a threshold point, and it's different for everyone. And once you address that certain number of the causes, then suddenly you notice a dramatic improvement. But that's where it's going to get tricky too, because you don't want to notice dramatic improvement and then stop trying to solve all the causes. So you always need to be pushing forward, always trying to optimize your brain health. And that's what I love about this, is because you're always pushing forward. You're always looking inward to see what you think might be the problem. And it could be, and we're going to talk about all kinds of fun stuff in the class. We're going to talk about meditation. We're going to talk about sleep, nutrition, all these different things, but it's just something I'm very excited about, blessed to be able to share that with you and to simplify the RECODE protocols to make it a little more digestible and less intimidating. But you need a pretty intimidating protocol to be able to handle such an intimidating condition, okay? Have a wonderful and blessed day, and I hope you enjoy your Labor Day weekend.